Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Betty Harry. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Coming to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Bring you the Seed of Prosperity broadcast. How do you get on? I know you wondering. Some of you are, now no joke, some of you are wondering. You know it by the grace of God that you got on. Because you went through. Some of you are really been through. You've been through. We all go through our tests. But in some tests, my God, it has, but let me put it like this. For some of y'all, those tests have been mighty, mighty, mighty rough. God brought you through. Isn't God a good God? He brought you through it. You don't know how you made it. By the grace, by God's grace. And we don't give God the honor and the praise. We take things for granted. And time the Lord bring us out of stuff, we forget from which we came. We forget the hand the Lord brought us out. We forget to serve him. We don't want to serve. We go back doing our same old thing that we've been doing. And then sometimes even worse. You know, we are. Human beings are the human race. Some of us are just so ungrateful. No matter what people do for you, you still are ungrateful. Some of y'all are ungrateful. Sometimes the mother, when parents get mad at the children, so they do all they can for the children and try to provide for them the best that they know how. And then they are like, oh, so what? You know, they act so ungrateful. Now, how do you feel? You've done everything you can for people, you know, the best you can. You don't have a little bit, but you share with that. Go to work, make sure they have food on the table, clothes on the back. And they act like as if you hadn't done nothing. Ungrateful. Sometimes you're not saved. You call them a little, you know, sometimes you call them a little word, you know, a bad word sometimes. Ungrateful. Make you mad. And some mothers and daddy will say things. You know how they use some curse words. Ungrateful. You ungrateful, so-and-so. You ungrateful. I mean, I done all this for you and you so ungrateful. You went back to wonder how you made it. Then you been through hell and high water. And they don't even, and then the children don't even appreciate it. And people, and then none don't have to be the children. The adults don't, and some of the adults don't appreciate it. You done everything you can to help them to bring them out, to bring them through, to bless them. And some of us are so ungrateful. We just have to lay it on the line. You are so ungrateful. But yeah, this is Evangelist Betty Harry. And you see the prosperity broadcast, June. No, this is May. It's the third Sunday in May. May the 15th, the third Sunday in May. May the 15th, praise the Lord. I keep saying on my broadcast, this year is passing you all. look up and smell the carpet. Look up and smell the roses. This year is that this is May already. After a while, we be talking about going back to school. After a while, by the time we get out, they be out about a month. It's time to go back to school again. It won't be long. I always say I had realized most of the time to me, after 4th of July, things started passing before you know it. It's time for school. And then the time for Thanksgiving, then the time for Christmas, then there's another year. That's how things pass. But we don't think so when we're doing our own thing. We don't think to look up in the sky and say, Lord, you about soon to come. Lord, you about ready to split the sky the way things are now, and you don't think about it, God is soon to come, the way things are now. My God, my God. Yes. This is Evangelist Harris. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Praise the Lord. But you can see the Prosperity Broadcast. My Lord, Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it will eat. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And I'm talking about, praise the Lord, I'm talking about gambling. Going to the dog track. I'm dealing with gambling today. Do you all go to the dog track? Going to the dog track, horse track, to casinos, and playing lottery. All are a form of gambling. You know, people get a lot of money on that lottery. When they say tickets $1, $2, they buy lottery every day. Some of them stop by these stores and buy them a handful of lottery. Want something or nothing. You want to spend $2 and get a million. Everybody not going to get that million. You go down to the gambling, go down to the casino. I want to put $1 or $2 in there in the slot machine or on the crap table or blackjack table. I said crap table, well, anyway, because they would say it is. I used to use the crap. That's what they used to do in my childhood. The people, they used to call the crap on it. You know, I'd be shooting crap in the neighborhood. They call it crap. Crap table, blackjack table. You know, losing, you know, you spend a couple of dollars and whatever. Lose, you know, you spending. You throw it out there on the table, whatever. Well, you play it, want to win some money. Some people win, but some people win money, yeah. Them deal with one that some of them that have won money. Yeah, they won it, but just think how much they have already lost. Gambling. I know some of y'all want to speak to a thing which be not a dolly word. I know the cargo thing would be not a dolly word. I know some of y'all do. You want to call that number. You want to call that money in. You want to call that money in. Praise the Lord. Dealing with gambling. What did I have? You want the doctor? You know, gambling would make you lose your home. Some people lost their home. Gambling. They lost their business. They lost their business. Gambling. They lost their car. Gambling. They lost their marriage. Gambling. They lost friendship. Gambling. Some people have been killed. Gambling. They lost loved one. Gambling. You know, I remember when I was a child, still in grammar school, and these young boys at school, you know how they be in the look somewhere, you know, they be in the classroom, in the back of the classroom, gambling, you know, with a shooting dice. And they put to get to fighting over a penny or two pennies. They were getting to fighting, they about ready to get to fighting over a penny or two pennies. It show you how serious the enemy can come in and make you want to get to fight. You know, then you got high stakes, you would kill somebody. over gambling. You done cheated. You cheated me. You cheat. Some people do cheat a lot when they playing cards or something like that. But you can't cheat, you know, you can't, majority of us can't cheat when we playing at the casino unless you in this, what they call it, you're in this, what to say, in this group where you know how to play that game and try to beat the house. You know, some of them have learned how to beat the house, but you have to be careful. Then you can win too much money. They're gonna, you know, they sit in the casinos and they got people watching tables and stuff. Then if you winning too much money, they got you covered. They can find out why you winning so much money all the time. They're gonna put an eye on you. And some people have been barred for some of the casinos because they know how to beat the house. And you know, you talking about beating the house, you in trouble. You don't beat the house now. The house beat you. You don't beat the house. House beat you. I'm dealing with gambling. Lose your home and yeah, it's so bad. Lord knows. To lose your house because you've been down to the casino, or down to the racetrack, or down to the horse, to the horses, and to the racetrack. I call it a horse track, but the racetrack. People get that fever. That spirit get on them. Get that fever. They think you can win. They think you can win. You just want the gamble. It's that hype, you know. That hype. They just like the gamble. They just like the, they get a thrill out of gambling. You know, I'm talking about gambling now. Some people get a thrill about running around, you know. Oh, so, you know, people got many things that people get thrill upon. I'm talking about gambling today. It's bad. Everybody got to help you out because you've been gambling. Bad on the children. Your bonnets have been set outdoors because you took your money and gambling away. And you think we don't need to pray for those people that have that type of spirit that they just can't stop from gambling? Need to be saved. First thing, if you're not saved, you don't know Christ. If you don't have Christ in life, you need to be saved, and then you need to pray on that spirit, that gambling spirit. The demon has got control of you. You know, gambling shit. It's bad. It's bad. It's bad. You don't have a son, yeah? Oh, my Lord, my Lord. In 1 Peter 3:12, for the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. And his ears are open to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. No, it's bad. We got to pray. People lost their home, and some women crying right now because the husband, like their boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, I lost all the money. And they, when you don't pay your rent or don't pay your mortgage, and you miss 1 or 2 months, it's hard. Or they got a foreclosure notice on you, or it's an eviction notice that to put you out of your apartment. And you trying to get up that money. It's hard. So people don't loan you that type of money. They know they, and then sometimes, they, most times they don't have it. Because, you know, most of them, now look, let me just say this. Most of us live from paycheck to paycheck. You hear me? Most of us have been doing Social Security, live from Social Security check to Social Security check. If you're doing pension, most of us live from our pension check to our pension check. No, not a lot of money extra. And somebody lost their money gambling. And you talking about $1,000 rent, or it's $1,000 house note, or it's maybe $1,000 or $600 card note. and you behind, they gonna people, they can't catch up like that. They don't have that kind. One thing, they don't have that kind of money. Another thing, if they do have that kind of money, they don't want to give it to you. The friend said, "How you gonna pay it back?" Oh yeah, one thing they would lie. Oh yeah, I'll pay it back. That one friend, most of the time, that's a friend that you have lost, so they not gonna pay that money back. You better not ask them too much when they catch you out. They not gonna pay the money back. On your birthday, don't think about you. They don't pay. I'm telling you what God love. Let's love it to face the truth. Most people don't pay it back. They don't pay it back. They don't want to pay it back. You know, people borrow your money. They don't want to pay it back. When they lie and when they get it, then they gonna pay it back. My Lord, no. Let me praise the Lord. Yes, gambling. Lost everything, gambling. Good home, good wife. My God. Gambling. Then you come there looking all pitiful and sad and lying. Most time you come to him with a lie in your mouth. I don't pay you back. When you get the money, know that we'll let you have it or try to help you out. I don't pay you back. Yeah, you be grinning with a lie on your mouth, lie on your lip, just lying through your teeth. You're not going to pay that money back. No, you're not going to pay that money back. And I'm saying it. No, you're not. Some of y'all are not going to pay that money back, and you don't plan on paying the money back, even though you're saying it, and you're lying when you say it, and you know you're lying. You're not going to pay that money back. They lost friendship. And don't want to come, and they stop calling you, stop coming back. Go another way. People lose friendship when they owe you money. When that person owe you money, some people, they bad. You lose friendship over money. I know I'm telling the truth. You lose friendship. They stop speaking to you. They stop coming around you. They stop calling you. My Lord. I'm talking about faith. name, Jesus, shake yourself loose. It takes the Lord to break that yoke. I know what I'm talking about. My family, they love the gamble. They love the dog track. Most time was just dog track in casino. You know, not all my people, but, you know, one or two. They love the gamble. When I say love, they love the gamble. They love the gamble. My Lord, and come by, lie, in a minute. Want to borrow money? Don't pay it back. Pay it back some, then go and borrow some more. Come back, borrow some money, and you know what? You keep lending him money off and on. He come back and pay it up, but one day he gonna come back one last time and borrow some money. Now that time, he's not gonna pay it back. He's not gonna pay it back. He's gonna stop coming to you. So he's not gonna pay it back. And she had been to you so many times, they know you're not gonna let them have any more money. And they won't be bad. Some people, old people right now, for years. Supposed to pay the money back? See, that's when they fool you. They borrow the money and pay it back a couple times. Oh, this old truth. I've been burned more than one time on that part. They don't. Then they borrow one last time. They don't pay it back. They don't even owe you. Someone will take that money, buy shoes, and, you know, and go shopping and go on vacation and owe you money. That people... I'm telling you that people have owed you money, won't pay your money, but they go on vacation. Some of them buy new cars, you know, buy fancy, expensive purses, and owe you. Just look at them. I know, I'm telling the truth. You just look at them. That girl for safe and center too. The Lord, look at here. You know. And they bold, coming at you, new purse. They don't say nothing. They just come around you, you know, just talking. And show the new purse, that new shoes, and new dresses, and new suits. And, you know, come up and doing the Easter time, buy the children Easter clothes, and owe you money. Going to Christmas time and buy the children toys and stuff, but owe you money. This is all talking about gambling. Owe you money. You don't pray. God is a good God. Yes, he is. We're talking about gambling. Carrie, you need to weep. We need to weep. More than one, and all of us need to weep. Because gambling is rough. Shoot. Take God. I gamble with... Go on your bank account and get all your money, especially if you got a joint account. You better not have your savings and put up savings for your children and go to college. No, when they get ready to go to college, it won't be there if they can get the money, hand on their money. I think that one person was saying, one of my coworkers said, if my husband knew how much I had spent down at the casino, said he would leave me. And she probably not lying. If they would have gotten it too. So it goes to show she had spent a lot of money. And so she looked at her, going through her checkbook, and she just saw, made out to the, whatever casino she made it out to, how she had just her deposit, no, her check, that showed what she rented, what she made out to, had those different casino names on. Some people hit all casino it is. I'm talking about, I'm in Memphis, Tennessee. And those you somewhere else, you hit there too. Some of you don't go out of town. They not go to Las Vegas. I don't know what, people go to Las Vegas. You know what Las Vegas is? Admit it, the gamble. Some people say they don't gamble. Las Vegas is nothing but the gamble. You ain't go to church. Some of you don't go out there, you didn't go to church. You don't have a church to go to. Only for with money. Las Vegas. What is that? What is Las Vegas? Stay in Las Vegas? Yeah, got everything to go there. In there. Yeah. You talk about the big time, Las Vegas shoe. You see enough of that on TV, Lost by Las Vegas. They don't play. That's a real thing, Las Vegas. And then another place out there, out east, then on the East Coast, there's a that's a big gambling place. I don't think y'all, but it's on the East Coast by New Jersey and stuff. You talking about bit people. The bit wheelers go down Las Vegas. Oh, Las Vegas, where you want a capital of gambling? Las Vegas. They don't play in Las Vegas, my lord. But we dealing with gambling. And we gonna pray. We gonna pray. I have a prayer to this. Oh, Jesus. We're gonna pray by this gambling spirit. Oh. By the name of Jesus. Before I say anything, before I pray, if I've done anything that haven't been right, misuse somebody, talk to somebody, scandalize somebody's name, or talk sharp to them, Lord, forgive me. I want a clean heart, a clean mind, a clean spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. If there's another thing, too, you want me to do, I pray for my pastor over the airway. Give him strength. Give him more understanding. Raise him up even more so in the name of Jesus. Let his wife be and his wife be as one, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give strength for that weakness in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Strengthen him, Father. Oh, let the word come up out of him, Lord. Give him new revelation. New revelation, Father. In the name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Father. In the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Bless the people that tune me in, Lord. Tell me they know what I'm talking about. They have lost money from gambling, Lord. They lost their home. They lost their home. They lost their cars. They lost their marriages. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch him. Touch him. Take that desire. Take that spirit of gambling from him, Father. From them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch that mind, that heart, Lord. In the name of Jesus, turn them around. You take that desire to gamble. Take that desire from them, Father. In the name of Jesus. 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 Oh, Jesus, Jesus. We can call on you, Lord. They need help. You the only one that can help them, Lord. That spirit had gripped them, Father. In the name of Jesus. That gambling spirit had gripped him, Father. Oh, they just can't stop it. Oh, but only you can do it, Father. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. In the 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 name of Jesus. Only you can do it on you. Can do it on you. Can do it. Move the neighbor hand. Move, Father, in the name of Jesus. Move, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Touch the heart. Change the heart, Lord. Changing heart. That gambling spirit, I come against it. In the name of Jesus. Say, I set you free in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Name of Jesus. Oh. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
no ticket. You can just step on board. All we need is a little faith to hear the diesel running. We ain't got to have no baggage now. We can just thank the Lord. You tell them, people get ready. There's a train to start on. Yes, it is. Don't need no ticket. We just step on board. All I need is faith to hear the diesel humming. We don't need a ticket. We just thank the Lord. I say, thank the Lord. Get ready now, the train is coming. You don't need no ticket, you can just step on board. But all you need is a little faith. You can hear the diesel run. You ain't even got to have no bags. You can just get on board. Al, why don't you help me tell them, beep, get ready for the train. Oh, the master's coming. Get on board. Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna leave this. Hear the diesel humming. Oh, you don't need no ticket. Hear that strange good love. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
God is good. God is good. Yeah, this is Nancy Bailey here coming to you from Memphis, Tennessee. For you to see the prosperity broadcast. Talking about gambling. If you don't gamble, thank the Lord, you don't. You don't put your nose up in the air like you, that's so terrible. Well, you don't gamble, you're doing something else that you shouldn't be doing. Let's be for real. Don't put your nose up at people because they're gambling, losing their money. Mm-mm. You got some sin you need to be prayed for. You got sin in your life that you need to ask the Lord to forgive you. Come on now. We're not pointing fingers. I'm telling you, trying to help you. Trying to help the people. Mm-mm. To thank the Lord, I don't gamble. But you know what? I've had played it all. Didn't know any better. You know, sometimes these dads and mama can lead you. They can lead you to the casino too. Come on down. Oh, this is sometimes dad and mama had and sisters and brother had persuaded ones that do not gamble. Come on. For your birthday, they got what is that down there? You get free food. They bait you in with free food. They got some good food down there. All thing they have to do for someone is just give us free food. And we would send our soul to hell for free food and free liquor. Free liquor. I know free food. I don't know how much free liquor you give me. I know they talking about food. They talking about good food down there. My brother asked me, and he's sick in the hospital. He did now. And had 5 bypasses, he said. 4 or 5, that's a lot. Asked me, did I go down south? I know what they're talking about down south. I said, no. What you mean? Tell me down to the casino. I said, no, I don't. I said, but if they catch me down there, they need to whoop me all the way back to Memphis, Tennessee. He started laughing. Somebody need to whoop me back all the way back to Memphis, Tennessee. If they find me down there at that casino, then somebody need to whoop me back. Mm-mm. And I meant every word of it. No. He's sick. I'm in the hospital visiting him, and he's talking about casino. And he done prayed him from death, though, and he's talking about casino. Oh, Holy Ghost, help me. Yes. Yeah, Tim, yeah. I'm telling you, nothing like a... Nothing said. My daddy was sick with a stroke. He was bedridden. I tell you, I had all the fun. It would all be. And the neighbor said, my neighbor, I went down to the casino and I won some money and $40 and I needed it. Now, this is about 40 years ago. And helped me. I said, well, Lord, if she went down there and got us or won some money, Lord, help me. Give me some numbers that I can... We in some number. We ain't down there. And I know. Y'all would think it's same, but I could dream those numbers. I dream the number of the race and the number. Now I could dream it. And I said, Lord, show me some numbers. The Lord show me things in dreams. So I asked him to show me. So he showed me the number and everything. So I told my brother and everything. He went down there, so he stopped looking at that book, whatever book that they're looking at, and he started asking me, Peter, what you dream tonight? What you dream? I can dream it. Y'all might think I'm lying, but I can dream those numbers in the race. Let me tell you too. And God told me, you don't have to play the old dog to get money. And the Holy Ghost spoke to me in a dream. Then he showed me those numbers. He said, you don't have to play the old dog to get money. Now, he told me that in a dream. You get that fever that, you know, where you want to, you know, you think you're going to win. Even though he done told me, don't play them dogs. I'm still trying to play. I'm telling you, too. We did some foolish thing, can't you? I'm still trying to play. Send my money down there by my brother, you know, 1-4 or 4-8, you know. So the number I dreamt, it did come in, play over $1,000. My brother said, he just got sick. He was playing that number every night, but didn't come in. And the night he didn't play it, he played something else.
it hit. I'm telling you the truth. Pay $1,000. And Joe did. He said, your number, the better your number comes in, but you have to play it so long. Okay, that's fine. Play it long. If that's the right number, if you sure, if you can see he greeted. If you know you got a sure thing, play it. Play it. Look, wait a minute. I don't gamble, but look, don't push me. I knew I, that number is the right number. You play it. You play it. If you know that's a trend and that's the way things are with this particular person, please. I could have been a rich lady years ago. Mm-mm. God had a work for me to do, and he didn't want me to get money that way. He gonna show me you get money another way, honest way. So you don't have to play them dogs, get money. I sure did. I played them, I can play those dogs. I can dream them. I dream those numbers. So I'm telling you the truth. So, I dream those numbers. Although racist and dogs. And, I'm telling you what I know. I'm trying to get money. I'm trying to get money to help pay my daddy's bills and stuff. And, you know, when you're desperate, I'm telling you the truth. That's why you can't be so hard on people. When people are desperate, they do a lot of things. They, and now at that time, they sin. When they desperate, need money. And then bills and stuff, and, you, and people sick in your family or your children might be sick. And a lot of, you know, a lot of little ins and you will sin now. I'm telling you the truth. So I don't be hard on people. I just pray for them. I just pray for them. Mm-mm. So it could be me. Yeah. And so I played that season, but I didn't win nothing. I didn't win anything. And then when I did win, my brother would play it back. See, we would send the money over. We'd send the money to by him to the track, dog track. And, you know, he's a gambler from his heart. So, you know, if I won and he hasn't been winning, he going to take my money and play it. They come back and say, y'all didn't win. Then nothing. None, y'all didn't win. 9-3. His daddy laying there sick with a stroke, and we trying to get money. He playing the money back. Mm. You hear me? She got me in business. He done told me, don't play no dog. I'm still. I'm telling you, we have to be careful. I know. When I be what preaching and saying things, I have compassion. We are human. We're human. Shoot. Yeah. And by the grace of God, we don't get in a lot of things. Shoot. Yeah. I'm trying to get money. The law had a made the money. The money was down there. But I sure didn't get it. Sure did. I'm telling you. I could have been a millionaire. I mean, yes, I could have been. All my bills would have been paid because I've been dreaming those numbers. And you dream the numbers of the race and the numbers to shoot. Just play it. Mm-mm. You can't get greedy now. Play it. It's coming in. Just keep playing it. See, my brother got too impatient. It took my number too long. Well, see, he told you how stupid he was. And you know that's a sure thing, and you know that's the way I flow. You all got with the flow. You have to use words when you're trying to get money, y'all. Well, y'all don't want to step on a hunch. Well, you know, Tell me, that was a dream. He gave me those dreams. Gave it to me. So. I know. Not easy. I know. When you tell me about playing dolls, I'd never go over there. Because I said, now one thing, I was a Christian lady then, and I'm still one. But that was wrong. I sent that money by my brother. I said, no, I'm not going over to the doll check. And then all them church folks see me and say, I saw Sister Harriet over there. I said, no, I had them but said, no, I didn't go over there. You didn't see my face at the doll track. No, you did not. And you didn't see my casino. No, you did not. So that'd be about 40 years ago about that dogs. about that yammering for paying them dogs. My dad, he's sick in bed. Said my brother, you pay that 1-4. Pay that 1-4. He could get those numbers too, but my brother, he's sending money about him, but my brother, he's playing the bat. He got the money playing the bat with the crooked sale. My daddy said, pay that 1-4. The 1-4 is hot. Pay that 1-4. I'm telling you. Shoot. He ain't talking to no dummy now. He's not talking to no dummy. He's not talking to no crook like that now. I know. We knew that my daddy could play. And my daddy taught me how to play. I'm telling you. Parents and teachers teach the wrong thing. Well, you know, I was wrong. Yeah, he taught me how to play. I didn't know nothing about no 1-4. You know, he said, what number is... And then we used to listen to it on the radio by those dogs and what dog came in that night before, a 1-4, a 1-3, a 1-1, or 8. I remember 8. I remember that 8. 8, 4 and 8. 4 and 8. And he said, well, so-and-so. And then my dad listened to it on the radio. Couldn't walk now, sick with a stroke. But he listened to the radio, the dog. You know, they used to give the following morning the dog that run, that won, the one that won the night before. My dad said, "Well, listen," he said, "I remember that." He said, "That number four is hot." Yeah, this is the bad ass. I'm telling you the truth. Oh, you gambling out there. I know the feeling. But you have to do it God's way. And God had never failed me yet. You have to do it God's way. There's money out there for you, but you have to do it God's way. There's money out there for me, but I had to do it God's way. He had it. And, you know, and God got more money than all the casino in the world. He got the money. Do it God's way. Tell you true. Listen to that. Oh, my Lord. Y'all won't forget this. I have to do it God's way. God's way. Yes, Lord. So I'm talking about, Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. It's the best bit of hair, but you see a prosperity broadcast. We're going to pray. I thank the Lord for those of you that tuning me in. Thank the Lord for that. And talking about gambling. I know the feeling. I'm not hard on you. I'm just telling you what God loves. Give it to the Lord. You can't win. You can't beat the house. You can't beat the house. My Lord, get in the Lord. Ask the Lord to come in and take their desire to gamble away. We're going to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those that tune me in, Lord, those that are gambling on their mind, gambling in their heart, sleep with gambling. Wake up with gambling on their mind. Get a hold to them, Lord. Take the desire to gamble from their heart, Father. Take that desire, only you can do, in the name of Jesus, and save them. Let them reach up to you, Lord. Turn to you. I break that yoke of gambling, that spirit. I break that spirit. I come get that spirit in the name of Jesus. Loose his Satan in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. And the sickness, Father, in the name of Jesus. People with arthritis, bronchitis, rheumatoid arthritis. Bad problem, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So many people, they are diabetic. Oh, I come get that diabetic spirit. So many people have high blood pressure. I come get that pressure, Lord, high pressure, low pressure, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, regulate the pressure, Father, in the name of Jesus. Got sickness in his body. Got sickness all over. They got sickness, Lord. Oh, God, I come against those tumors. Dissolve those tumors, Father. All kinds of cancerous tumors. I come against that cancer demon, that cancer spirit. I come against you in the name of Jesus. You got to take your leave. Come out in the name of Jesus. I call you, cancer. Counselor, you got to come out. I call that spirit. Counselor, you got to come out. I kill the very root of it. The very root of it. The very root of it. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I kill it. I kill it. The very root. I see in the name of Jesus. Those on dialysis. Those on dialysis. Oh, God, heal the kidneys. Heal the kidneys. Heal the kidneys, Father. In the name of Jesus. Enemy, I see. Touch those kidneys. Touch those kidneys, Father. In the name of Jesus. Touch the kidneys. Touch the kidneys, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch the kidneys, Lord. Dialysis. Dialysis, Lord. So many people on dialysis. So many people looking for a heart. They need a heart transplant. Oh, God, give them a new heart. Give them a new heart. Oh, create miracles for them, Lord. Lord, let create miracles go on this airways, Father. Create miracles, Father, in the name of Jesus. I just found out about that. Create miracles, Father. Create them. They're not there, but create miracles, Father, in the name of Jesus. You can do it. You can do it, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch, touch, touch. Touch, Lord, touch. Touch, Lord. Oh, they have swelling in their ankles, Lord. In the name of Jesus, they got foot problems. In the name of Jesus, touch their body. Touch their body, Lord. Touch their body, Lord. Touch their body. In the name of Jesus, touch their body. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Touch the body. Touch the body in the name of Jesus. Back problem. They have back problems. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Purify the blood. Purify the blood. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Shoulders. Pain in the shoulders, Lord. Oh, and the fingers, high. Lord, the fingers all crippled up. Straighten the limbs. Straighten the hands. Straighten the fingers, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I just come and get that deformity. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I got an eye problem. Can't see well. Oh, God. Clear the eyes. Clear so they can see the eyes. Clear the eyes. Oh, let the eyesight come back. Let the eyesight come back, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let hearing come back. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let speech come back. In the name of Jesus. 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 Oh, God. Oh, Jesus, save, save, save. Those under my board that need to be saved. Save them, Lord. Touch their heart. Touch their mind. Hallelujah. Turn them around. Tell them, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. 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 Set free. Set free, Father. Set free. Set free, Lord. Oh, so much. So much sickness. So much sickness. Oh, I come against the infirmity in the body. Drive it out. The infirmity in the body got to go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The infirmity in the body got to go. The infirmity. I come against the infirmity in the body in the name of Jesus. Ha. Ha. In it I see. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. They're sweating in the body. Oh, God. They're sweating. They're sweating. They're sweating. Oh, recollect the sweating, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. They got sugar. Oh, diabetes. They got diabetes. So many diabetes people. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Cholesterol. I come against the cholesterol spirit. In the name of Jesus. We got to come against those spirits. Got to call those things which be not as though they were. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Let your anointing flow through the body. Let the anointing flow through the body. And then I see in the name of Jesus, there's sickness I know and sickness I don't know. But Father, in the name of Jesus, you know every sickness under the sun. You know the name of it. Oh, yeah. And then I see in the name of Jesus, touch, touch. Over this airway, touch. Over the airway, touch, Father. In the name of Jesus, touch. Under the I see and in our soul. And then I see in the name of Jesus, touch the body. Touch the body. Touch the body. Name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, God. My Lord, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Let me in, and you said, I will tomorrow. Jesus said, I am he who supplies all your needs. And you said, I know, but tomorrow, tomorrow, I thought about today, but it's so much easier to say, tomorrow, we promised you, tomorrow, better choose the Lord today, for tomorrow.
Give no opportunity to the devil. Ephesians 4:27. Your life is something. Life is something. Something else. You don't know what you're going to do. You know what you have. You know what you haven't done. You don't know what you're going to do. That devil is strong. A lot of people in state right now are gambling. The daddy used to gamble. And mama gamma, and the daddy, they remember the little kids on then my topic gambling. And the children know what it's like when the daddy didn't bring the money home and they didn't hardly have that much food and the grandmama had to help feeding and the neighbors too. And I'm not gonna be like my daddy when I get grown. And someone turned out to be just like their daddy, gambling more than their daddy, or just as much. People do that. You do that with your dad and drink. When I get grown, I'm not going to drink like my dad. Mm-hmm. And one year was in, the girl said, mama said, I'm I wouldn't marry a man. I'm not a married man that drank like my daddy. And end up marrying a man drinking like her daddy. You have to be so careful what you say. Give it to the Lord. You have to be so careful what you say, what you're going to do. You know, you're down, your mom and your dad. I'm not going to be like, but some of them don't. And some of them do. I'm not going to be like my dad. I'm not going to be like my mama. End up being just like them. Just like them. Got way just like them. Oh, when I get big, when I get grown, I'm not be as fat as my mama. I'm not be as fat as my dad. And then get grown, get middle age, just as fat as your mama, just as fat as your dad. I'd be so careful when you say that. Be careful. Power, life or death is in the power of the tongue. Now. See, be careful what you say. Say good things. Say good things. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Life and death. In the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruits. Be careful what you say. Don't be so high in mind. Just give it to the Lord. Just go on about your business in Jesus. Get high in Jesus and run yourself and stop running your mouth because I'm backfired around your face. Your word carries power. Speak positive things. Don't speak negative things. That's why someone's in trouble right now. This and that. We always talk negative. I'm always talking negative. Somebody might say, I'm going to be a millionaire one day. Oh, no. But no. Man, you're not going to never be a millionaire. Just keep sticking. I'm going to be this. I'm going to be that. Keep saying it. So what to say it, then not to say it, then didn't say you're not. Just to say just where to be positive thing as to speak negative thing. Oh, and another thing I got to say, I don't own any right to this music. I don't own any copyright to this music. But I thank the Lord that I'm able to play it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm trying to increase my, I'm not trying. I'm thanking the Lord to get more of him and everything. Praise the Lord. And get more of Jesus. I got to get more of Jesus on this broadcast. A lot of souls at stake. I got to get more of him. Get more of him. Seek him the more. Got to seek him the more. Got to seek him the more. My God, my God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'm dealing with gambling. Do you know anybody that gambles? Do you gamble? Have you lost your house? Have you lost your home? Have you lost your marriage? Have you lost your car by gambling? Have you shed a tear because you don't have any money and nowhere to go? It's hard for folks to lend you money. Folks don't want to lend you money anyway. Someone's so tight anyway. They don't want to lend you money. And when you have to, you're talking about house note and rent and car note and this and that and bills and stuff, and you, especially light bill, they would cut those lights off before you can bat an eye. If you be a pin behind, those lights will be cut off. If you just owe a pin and you behind, and they want you to pay, you pay all everything but a penny. The light's still coming off, going out. Yes. Don't you know the casino make money? They make that money. They make money. That's why they can have food and give you all those coupons, and you get a stay at the hotel. They say they give you those vouchers. You can spend nights and weeks at the hotel and stuff. Oh, yeah. They know, you know, get the money. They know how to bait you in. No, they don't mind about spending money. They know the more they spend, the more you're going to spend. They're not going to lose you. The house never loses. The house never loses. They crooked from the jump street. That was the mafia. They crooked from the jump street. They in there to make the money, and they're going to make that money. They keep a tab on you everywhere you go. They know the one that played all the time. They know the one that lose all the time. I bet they're up there in that one. I bet they're up there in that one. They've been looking out, laughing at those that lose all the time. They know who they want to win. They know who they want to win. They don't want you to win, that's for sure. No, you're still playing. You win $40, $100, $500, $600, and you're gonna spend about $5,000 gambling, losing. And you're going to win $200 or $300. Just enough to keep you back, coming back. They give you enough just to keep you coming back. They know. They're looking down. They got a mirror, camera on you. Okay, you think they don't, you do something. You mess up, you try to do something at that table and try to do some crooked stuff at that gambling table. I bet the thing you know, they be patting you on your shoulder. You can't play again. You can't ruin that. You can't break the house. If you do, they're going to get you out of there. They might kill you too. Shoot. I wouldn't trust them. They don't play. The mafia does not play. Shoot. They don't play. I'm dealing with gambling. I'm stopping gambling. Go down there to the casino, to the dog track, to the race track. I tell you, horse track. Race track. Shoot. They don't play. They don't play. It's crooked. It is crooked. You know what? And you all know it's crooked, and you still go down there. But you know this. You think they're going to have those casinos open for you to win all that money, and they're not going to get anything? Oh, no. They're not going to lose. They're going to come out ahead. Believe me. They're going to come out of here. Just think how much money people lose at the casino, at the dog track, at the race track. Just think how much money lose. Then those people get the win money. Look, the house had won a part. The house had won the money. They send us for, what is this? Just like you, if you got $10,000 and somebody win $100 off of you, that ain't nothing. That isn't anything. That's chump change. Yes, get somebody that win it all the time, they're going to get off of you. They think you're crooked, and they can't catch it, and if they can't catch it, they're gonna find out what's going on with you. They might get you killed. You're not going to come down there and then break the bank. They could put you in another room somewhere. You get out of there. You're not going to break that bank with your scheming and conniving ways. No, they're not going to break that bank. They're going to take you out of there. I don't like them. And they're not nothing nice. Nothing. Winning their money. My Lord. This is back to bed every time I gambling. Let us pray for those people that can't stop gambling. Let us pray. Let us have compassion. Pray. Don't criticize. Don't talk about it. Pray. Just pray. Get in your room and pray. Get in your bed and pray. Get at your driving car. Pray for them. You know your loved one gambling. Pray. Instead of you run your mouth all the time. That's our problem. When people need to be delivered in they sin, we like to talk. Oh, so. We go on the phone. Talk to your sister. Talk to your brother. Talk to your kinfolk. Talk to your cousin. Pray. How many times do you pray? Well, you know, yang. Pray. 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 We got to pray. We got to pray about this situation. Well, you know, now look, pray. If you don't need to pray, God will let you know. Pray. But you need to pray to get on there and pray. Because when you're praying, it's going to turn around. But God's going to turn that prayer around sometime and pray for yourself. But you need more of Jesus yourself. You need to be saved yourself. You need to come out and mess yourself. Sometimes we put our finger to somebody else. What about you? Put your finger at your own self. What you doing? What sin you into? You might not gamble, but something else you're missing that God is not pleased with. No, don't play. You're human. You're in the human body. You haven't gone to heaven yet. You're not a spirit. You're a human being. Yes, you got to punch your finger at everybody. You got to die daily, but you don't know what day. You don't know day by day what's going to happen. You don't know what the enemy going to throw in your pathway. Not that strong. You're not that strong. Get strong in Jesus. I'm trying to put out a finger. That's why so much gambling going on and dope pushing and selling drugs in your neighborhood because you're not praying. You pray a 30-minute hour. Get down there and pray. My God. To rail before the Lord. Call out to him. Oh, we like to run out of our mouth. Got to run out of my arm all the time by somebody. Pray. Got to run out of my mouth. My Lord. Yes, Lord. people going through. They're going through. They need prayer. They need prayer. They need strength. They're not strong. Everybody's not strong like you, like you're supposed to be. You let somebody, you let the right, you got the right situation hit you. You find out just how strong you really are, Lord. Life is something. Life can throw a curve at you. Throw a curve at you. It can throw something at you now. Oh, I'm strong. Oh, What's that? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You're not being when trouble, the right type of trouble hits you. You're not as strong. You're not as strong as you thought you were. You're not as strong as you thought you were. Praise the Lord. Give God the Lord. Give God the honor. By the name of Jesus, touch our heart, touch our mind, to pray and reach up for our loved one, for our fellow man. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, the gammon, Lord. They just got the gammon, Lord, but they can't make it in like that. So they can't make it in like that. In and out. See, in the name of Jesus. Oh God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch. Touch the mind. Touch the heart. Touch that spirit. The gambling spirit. I come get those gambling spirits. Those that are tuning me in the name of Jesus. I always want something for nothing. Lord, I always want something for nothing. In the name of Jesus, touch. The sickness, Lord. The drug dealer, Lord. The drug dealer having himself a fear day. Fear day. Got money all in the bank, Lord. My Lord. All in the bank. Lord knows how much money they got. In sin. In the neighborhood. In the neighborhood is all run down, Father. In the name of Jesus. And they boasted. They got pride, don't care, taking every penny from the poor man. Hallelujah. And the first thing they said, well, nobody making, but God, get a hold to the drug dealers. Get a hold to the one behind the drug dealers. Get a hold to the bit wheel behind the drug dealers. In the name of Jesus. Touch his heart. Touch their heart and save them, Lord. Save them. They live in nice houses, fine cars, driving, dressing in nice suits. Father, in the name of Jesus, get a hold to him, Father. Get a hold to him, Father, in the name of Jesus. Change the mind. Change the tune in our seat, in the name of Jesus. In the neighborhood, Lord, with drugs taking over, with prostitutes taking over, I come with that spirit to walk up and down the street. I come with that spirit in the name of Jesus. Whatever spirit is over this city, I come against it in our seat. In the name of Jesus, the spirit, I come with that spirit that hovering over Memphis, Tennessee. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I come against the spirit that looking in the neighborhood, walking up and down the street, Lord. The drug dealer house, next door to people. And the people scared to even go out the side. I doze, Lord, at nighttime when it started getting dark. I get scared to get in, Lord. Drug dealer, traffic. Coming in and out the house, people coming in and out, just like at the grocery store. Get a hold, Lord. Intervene in that house, Lord. Save and deliver and set free, Father, in the name of Jesus. Turn things around. Save, Father, in the name of Jesus. Say that I come against that spirit, in the name of that stupid spirit, in the name of Jesus, the evil spirit, that violent spirit. I come against that spirit. I speak to that spirit that got those things. Oh, people just buying that joke. Dude, no. I come against that spirit, that violent spirit, want to control, scared, want to kill that murderous spirit, that killing spirit, in the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord, and save and deliver, and set free, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Set free, Lord, in thy seat, in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done, Lord. Moving in that neighborhood. Moving in those neighborhoods, Father, in the name of Jesus. Moving in those drug dealers, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Send your angels, Lord. Let them see angels, Lord, in our seat, in the name of Jesus. Oh, send protection, Lord, in the neighborhood. In the neighborhood. So many different, so many neighborhoods. Oh, God, it shouldn't be. Prayer needs to go forth. Let prayer go forth, Lord. Father, in these different neighborhoods, Lord, these different neighborhoods, let prayer go forth in the name of Jesus. Somebody needs to pray. In the last seat, in the name of Jesus, get a hold to the children going wild. The children going wild. They don't want to obey. Father, in the name of Jesus, send that man home back to his children, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. There's no dad in the home, the dad in the street, the dad is in the jail. Get a hold of that situation, Lord. Turn that thing around. Save that father. Save that mother. In the name of Jesus, name of Jesus, name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. All this carjacking, all that spirit, young boys, young girls, carjacking cars in the name of Jesus. Get a hold of that thieving spirit in the name of Jesus. Save, Lord. Touch. Oh, they need to be saved. They know they need to turn their heart to you. Touch them, Lord. You know how to touch, Lord. You know how to touch them, Father. In the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. I pray. Amen and amen. My Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Yeah.
All you have to do is humble yourself right now and just go.
Be coming out like they should. This farm might be acting up. It's probably acting up, but I'm doing the best I can. I give God honor and give God the glory. In the name of Jesus. If you want to call, you need 347-850-1971. 347-850-1971. If you want to write me, it's post office box 751603. Memphis, Tennessee, 31175. My Lord, my Lord. And the Catch app is $SISCHRIST. Thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for this opportunity. I thank God for this opportunity to get on the airwaves and to pray and to talk as the Lord lead me. I'm dealing with gambling this afternoon, gambling. That is a lot of people listen to me, those that listen to me, you all listen to me, you all gambling. Well, so, you know, God know the heart. You right, he know the heart is wrong. Yeah, he know the heart is wrong. He know the heart. You right, he knows the heart. He knows the heart. You haven't won. You haven't won enough to keep on gambling. But you know what I'm talking about? We can win a lot of money. We still try to get more and more. Once you get, praise the Lord. Gambling. Gambling, gambling. It's gambling, you know, even sometimes I pick, even
when they're on your job and trying to sell tickets and stuff, I feel a little bit weird about that, you know, selling tickets and selling lottery tickets, and if you buy $2, you get this basket and that basket. And to me, that's a fun. Gambling myself, you know, but, you know, what can you say? You know, they do it on your jobs all the time. Praise the Lord. They do it all the time. This is Evangelista Harris. I'm coming to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Talking about gambling. If you're gambling, you need to stop it. You need to stop it. Some of you are not down there. Some of you are not winning nothing, but losing your money. Come away from down there. Come away from down there. And then in Chicago, a long time ago, they used to have numbers. You used to have a number racket where the people come by your house and then write down your number. What number you think can win? Then they give you the money. I'm telling you too. Our family's a gambling family. We gambling. Our family was gamblers. They love to gamble. Trying to get something for nothing. And it's still broke. Still don't have anything. But they love to gamble. Sure did. They might win $1 or $2. A couple dollars. I got my big money. You know, you want big money. So if you decide that you don't want to gamble anymore, you have enough to sit on and have yourself a good time and just relax yourself. No, they didn't win like that. Win a couple dollars. They think they even won something. My older sister, she did now. She did it again. Anything what you think you get an extra dollar? For nothing. It's my family. Y'all family same. So don't be like, ooh, y'all family same way. They want something for nothing. Me? Shoot, I would have got that money if God had it, ever given his approval. Shoot, I would have won me some money and pay my bills and get me a house or car and put money in the bank. I would have racked up. Sure enough, played those numbers that I dreamt about, shoot, and waited till it hit. Pay all my bills be paid. But I wouldn't have had Jesus, though. Jesus wouldn't have been in that picture. He couldn't have used me. He couldn't use me like that. He didn't want to use me like that. Now, some people, God used. Raise them up. They done everything on the sun. Raise them up. But me, some people, God can't jump. God does not play. Some people, he is not going to put up with it. I'm not putting up with it. I want to use you, and I don't want you to have some testimony. I don't want you to have some testimony. You can't have when he wants to use you in a certain way. Some testimony you can't have. Oh, I've been out there. Did. No. You got to fight. You got to fight it. You got to fight. No, I'm having it. I'm not having it. He was strict on me. He was strict on me. Yes, he was. He just laid it put down. Now, you know, he either take left or right. I'm not playing. My way or no way. My way or the highway. See, I'm not playing. So I had those numbers. You hear me? I could dream those numbers. I had it. Then you need money anyway. You don't have to worry about fornicating and committing adultery. And just go down to the casino and go down to the dog tax and win you some money. Sure. I'll tell you what I know. But God didn't want to let me. I couldn't do it. A lot of church folks are doing it. A lot of church folks are down there. You let the Lord take account. All church folks get on one side. All sinners get on the other side. Honey, and all... That included preaching all. I guess mine said, and all preachers, y'all getting a session, you're going to have three sessions. One the Christian people, one the unsaved people, and one in the other class going to be the preachers. You think, how many people you think going to be left in that casino? Let's be for real. God is not pleased with gambling. All Christian folk gambling, trying to justify. You can't justify that. Ain't just about that. And you're losing your money, losing your house, and you say, and you get God pleased with that? Whoa, what type of God am I serving? He pleased with you gambling and losing all your money and losing your house, losing your family, and losing your car, begging for money almost on the street. Some of you are on the street because you're gambling. And you think God pleased with that? That'd be for real. I wouldn't be pleased with that neither.
Look, and then white man getting your money. The big man, the big boss man getting your money. He riding good, looking good, and smelling good, and living good. And what you, some of you living in the ghetto with the rats and roaches. Them, get the liver me. Takes all your money down there. That's why I don't know why the drug dealers and stuff, they in the black neighborhood and making all that money and drugs and stuff. They ain't think about the neighborhood. They ain't think about they fellow man. Breaking in and stuff. Get that money. Have a large bank account. Don't try to help the neighborhood. They're selfish. A lot of drug dealers are just selfish. Want all the money for themselves. Want all the money for themselves. Don't care about the neighborhood. Don't care about nothing. Well, yeah, all y'all be on drugs. That's why I like to pray about them. I like to pray on them in the name of Jesus. That's why I like to let the Holy Ghost whoop them. Let the Holy Ghost take control of them. They bold. They bold. I want to be bold in the Lord. I want to be bold in the Holy Ghost. Get a hope to them, Holy Ghost. Get a hope to them. Stir the heart. Stir the mind. Don't let things prosper as they want it to be. Shake things up in their life. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, I like to pray on them too. On the to the Lord. Yes, I do. They bold. They just bold. They bold as they can be. Don't care. They act like they rule the world. I rule here. But oh, the Holy Ghost rule. I want the Holy Ghost to step in. That's why you can talk and pray about the Holy Ghost and pray on and pray in the Holy Ghost in your own privacy, your own home, privacy, your own car, privacy, your own job. See, yeah, pray on them, pray on them. Pray on this neighborhood. Pray on these neighborhoods. Pray on them, pray on them. My God. Pray on them. Tear that kingdom down. Tear down that mansion, living in a fine home and stuff. No. Bro, and some children don't even hardly have a decent shoe to wear to school, even in the wintertime, as you walk and see these little poor children. But look, a little light jacket or has no jacket at all, just a sweater, and it's cold out there. Oh, yeah. Because the daddy on drugs. You think I won't pray? Yeah, we need to pray. Pray till they change. Pray till they can't even sleep at night. Pray. My God, my God. My God, my God. Yes, pray on them. Pray on them. Pray on them. My God, my God. Yes. Tired of that. Feeling sorry for them. You take some of y'all take your money down to the casino and gamble and stuff. That's the case.
I tried to force a laugh, but my lips wouldn't lie. My heart was broken, but I was too sad to even cry.
Do you hear me?
Yet I had to stand my test. I had to take the pain. Tried to make me a happy face. Oh, but there was too much rain.
I was in a tunnel, I couldn't see the light. Whenever I looked up, I couldn't see the sky. No, no. Sometimes when I'm standing, it feels like I've been running for miles. My heart could be crying, dead in the middle of a smile. Oh, then I climbed the hill. I felt a strong wind, and I heard a voice say,
storm is over.
Storm is over now.
I can feel the sunshine. Of my battle, all hope's gone.
Nowhere to turn.
Downtown in a rush crowd, but feeling all alone. Every now and then I felt like I would lose my mind. I've been racing for years, y'all, but still no finish line. But no.
Then I climbed the hills and saw the mountains.
yes, yes. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Mr. Bad Harris. So you remember Tennessee. Call your friend, call your enemy, call my friend, call my enemy. Let them know to me every Sunday evening, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. I'm coming live. After that, you have to go to my Facebook page, Betty Harris. I'm trying to get my other Facebook page, See the Prosper. I'm trying to get that together. Lord got to help me. He got to help me. I'm trying to get it together. I can't get that together. But I thank the Lord for the Betty Harris Facebook page. Praise the Lord. I got to my See the Prosperity page. Somebody got to help me. Give me Lord got to help me. Lord got to help. Send somebody help me. My Lord. Yes, I'm talking about gambling. My God. You know, some neighborhood got a gambling house in their neighborhood. You just about know what neighborhood they are in. A gambling house. That's the truth. Let's go gambling. Oh, Lord. These husbands and wives, especially these men, I guess the women have to gamble too. But you don't see a lot of, I just said, you don't meet a lot of men, and you don't see a lot of women in these gambling houses, and maybe you do. But we got to pray about that gambling, taking the money. What I said, taking food out the baby mouth. You shouldn't take the food out the baby mouth. My God, taking food out the wife mouth. It's a bill of pill. We got to pray on him. Pray on him for him. My Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus. Come get that gambling spirit in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch. Take the taste of gambling, the spirit of gambling out of their mouth, out of their mind, from their body in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, set them free in the Holy Ghost. Set them free in the Holy Ghost, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord. And they sleep, Lord. Deal with them, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come in church. Christian folks, you're in the name of Jesus in the casino, at the dog track, at the race track, getting lottery tickets. Ooh, those lottery tickets, Father, in the name of Jesus. They buying left and right. My Lord. Some of us are buying food by handful of lottery tickets, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord. Touch. Control, Lord. Name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Oh, Lord. And come get that spine problem. Some people have a problem in their back. Their spine have a problem with their spine, Father. In the name of Jesus. The disc. Oh, in the back, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord. Regulate it. Put it back in place, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let healing take place in that back, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, those in the hospital room, Lord, get covered to the heart, in the name of Jesus. Save them, and heal, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let the guy deny with the doctor, Lord. Guy deny, Father. In the name of Jesus, God deny, Father, my Lord. In the name of Jesus, those in the hospital, Father. In the name of Jesus, in the hospital, regulate the fever. They can't get that fever down, Father. Name of Jesus, intervene in the hospital room, in that nursing home. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in that nursing home, oh, comfort their heart in the nursing home, Father. In the name of Jesus, oh, so much sickness, infirmity in the body, come against infirmity in the body, pain, joint stiffness in his joints as they get up, when it changed the other weather, when it clouded up, oh, they have arthritis, the hips out of hurting, they get stiffness in the body. I come get that stiffness, come against the cause of the very root of the arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis. Oh, God, straighten the limb, threaten the limb in the name of Jesus. We don't have to accept anything that the devil give us. We don't have to accept it. Saying we don't have to accept anything you give us. We got Jesus. We got Jesus on the inside. We got Jesus on the outside. We got Jesus all around us in the name of Jesus. We walk in Jesus. We walk in the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. We take authority over you. We take authority over you in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood. We plead the blood. We plead the blood. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood in our seat, and in our soul, in the our seat. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood. We plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood. The blood cover you, Satan. The blood cover you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Set free, set free, set free. Set free, set free. All that bound, all that all tangled. I come against all that are tangled and tied up. I break that cord. I cut the cord, unwind, and untangle. In the name of Jesus, I set free in the Holy Ghost. I set free in the Holy Ghost. Those that bound in the mind, I set the mind free. In the name of Jesus, I touch the mind. Touch the mind. Set it free, Father, in the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, under high. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Touch, 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 touch. Those that breathe in the lungs. The lungs. Oh, God. The lungs. Let's the lung, regulate the lung, the breathing, let them be able to breathe. The lung, oh, the stomach problem, the stomach problem. In the name of Jesus, the digestion system, Lord. In the name of Jesus, touch. Holy Ghost, touch. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, set free, Lord. In our soul, under the seat to the sea, touch those intestines, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch the organ, under the sea, in the soul, touch the organ, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch the organ, he knows, I see, in our soul, in the name of Jesus. The appendicitis, the appendix, touch him, Lord, heal and deliver, heal. The soreness where the cut was, oh, on the body, heal the wound. Heal the wound, Lord. The doctor did the cutting. But God, you got to do the healing. Father, in the name of Jesus, heal. Heal where that cut is. In the name of Son. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Hurt it. Oh, God. Hurt it. In the name of Jesus. Acid reflux. I come against the acid reflux, the cause of it. The very color, the very root of it. I touch the very root of it. The very root, Lord. The very root of these problems, the very root of these conditions, in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that gripped me, that had gripped me different situations, I come to the every spirit that had gripped these different illness and sickness. I come get that spirit. I come get the spirit. I come get the spirit in the name of Jesus. Diabetic, I come get that spirit. Organs, oh, transplant, oh, the chain adjust to the new organ. I come get that spirit. They don't want it. So don't want it adjust in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that blood pressure, the baby cause of that blood pressure, low blood pressure, high blood pressure, the baby cause of it, the baby cause of it, in the name of Jesus, those tumors, those fibroid tumors, in the name of Jesus, the baby cause of those tumors. I kiss the baby cause of them. I kiss the root, those fibroid tumors. I come and get your fibroid tumor. Name of Jesus. The baby calls in the name of Jesus. The baby calls of it. The baby calls the root of it. I kill the root. I kill the root. I kill the root. In the name of Jesus. I kill the root. In the name of Jesus. Kill the root. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hot flesh. Hot flesh. Come get your hot flesh. The baby calls of it. The very reason for the hot flesh. I come get your hot flesh. Father, in the name of Jesus. Hot flesh. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, migraine headache. Oh, the river calls it. Migraine headache. Come get that spirit, that control of migraine headache. The very spirit that I curse the very root of it, the very cause of it. I come against it, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Loose and come out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Those fibroid tumor, loose and come out in the name of Jesus. Those cancer cells, loose and come out. In the name of Jesus, I call you cancer cell, come out. I loose and come out. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, name of Jesus, name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. My Lord.
My Lord, my Lord. Yes, yes, yes. My Lord, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Those that tuned me in, I thank the Lord for tuning me in. I thank the one that called me on the phone. I thank the Lord for that. I thank you for tuning me in and listening to me in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Life is too short. Life is too short. My Lord, God is soon to come. Time to get right. Get right. Oh. Yes, Lord.
Everybody.
Say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say.
Let the church
say, say, say.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Betty Harris. That's Betty Harris. Come every Sunday evening from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. You can call me on this number, 347-850-1971, if you just want to listen. And I'm going to pray right now for the people that have tuned me in and people that have called in and people that is that listen to me all the time. Father, bless the one that has called in. Bless the one that on the line right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless, Father. Bless. Encourage their heart. Write things out for them, Father. If there's sickness in their body, heal and deliver. Those that are tuning me in, bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord. But they didn't have to do it. Oh, encourage their heart. Bless them, Lord. Send a blessing their way, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Bless them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And catch me on Facebook page after get off of here. I'm going on Facebook page. You can catch me on Facebook page on the Betty Harris. And you can see all my sermons I've gotten, all my topics. If you got today and I didn't touch, if you listen to those different broadcasts that I've done in that prayer and those different broadcasts, you would beat whatever you're going under, whatever you're going through. The Holy Ghost got you. See, the prosperity got you. It got you now. I prayed too long, too many times. Somebody's been blessed. Somebody's been healed. Listen to me. Praise the Lord. Let the Holy Ghost have his way. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this broadcast. I thank you for this opportunity. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I don't have but a few more minutes, and I'm be gone. Praise the Lord. But I thank you all for tuning me in. I thank you. Thank you. Save them. Save them. Blessing this week. Those under the sound of my voice. Bless them, Lord. Heal them. Work things out for them. Dry the rain down the bow down here. Wipe the tears from the eyes, Father. Save and sanctify. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I bless your name. Hallelujah. I bless you, Lord. I bless you, Lord. I bless you. I bless you, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I see. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As I go out there, thank you, Jesus. I give you the honor. I give you the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Save, save, save. And set free. Save and set free, Father. In the name of Jesus. I see. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. My God. Yes, Lord. Oh, my Lord. Yes, Jesus. Oh, God. Praise the Lord.